Maybe.
You're lost, buddy. Turn around. You need to head back north.
Oh.
Yep, sorry. You may have missed your layover. I don't know. Actually, I think National Geographic just did a spread about songbirds and their migrations and how the Mediterranean has turned into a super dangerous place for songbirds.
Because of hunters?
Because of hunters.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. I was just kidding.
No, like a bunch of people, especially in Italy and then sort of on the Levantine coast, especially Bedouin, they just like shoot down birds as fast as they can.
Why?
Because they eat them.
Oh.
But the birds are literally the size of my probably ring finger. And the statistic was that they shoot down like thousands of these birds. And the birds are good for like half a mouthful. So they're just like...
Is it supposed to be like some sort of delicacy?
Yes, it's considered like a bunch of Italian rich people like to eat.
It's heart.
No, I don't think they're that cruel. But yeah, these poor songbirds. They're so pretty. And then they just get shot down. And like they had this picture of a Bedouin guy who just was holding one clenched in his victorious fist. Like, I'm eating tonight! But it'll be one bite.
I can buy bullets, but I can't buy food.
I use the bullets to get the food. Yeah. But yeah, poor songbirds. Look it up in this week's, or I think it's this month's National Geographic. I read that while I was bored at Target.
And on that depressing note, now we should start episode 92.
92.
Which we need to come up with something for 100. I don't know what, but I've kind of accidentally already promised it, so.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Well, yes. It's 2 months away still, so.
Right, but.
We got time.
We got time. Just saying. Because I think it will.
Much time.
It will align with the roundabout almost fairly well, if 2 months. Cause
something like that, yeah.
Because.
When was our first episode?
September 13th, 2010.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, so it will
be.
So
it could hit September-ish.
Wow. Lee. Yeah. What's 8 weeks from now? I don't know.
I'm just going to look that up while you.
So we have one returning guest and one new guest this evening. AJ, welcome back to the show.
Always glad to be here. Hello. Hello. All right.
And then we have Julia over here. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us for the first time.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And so
Julia, though, does not get a last name.
No.
Nelson.
Nope.
Hey.
No.
No last name.
Don't ruin the mystique. The enigma that is just
Julia. I was going to give out other names.
Mystery.
And I was just going to let people choose.
Oh, okay.
You're obviously Julia Johnson. Yep. I mean, Johansson. No.
Julia Hendricks.
Ooh.
Okay.
Wait. I feel like that's taken.
I don't think so.
I mean, look it up.
Amber has that last name, but.
And there's that Christina person.
And there's that Jimmy.
Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
But that'd be a different spelling.
Yeah, I did actually picture it as the I-C-K-S.
Me too. That's how I said it.
Yeah.
If you were listening closely.
I did get that.
Yep. Hendrix. Hendrickelstein. No, wait.
It's like that. Do we have news this week?
We do, and it's actually kind of a combination news story, pseudo debate topic. I mean, ooh. I don't know if it. Maybe everyone agrees with this, but Amazon Prime, Amazon.com,
yep.
Their streaming thing.
Yep.
They are producing a number of new series based on they. Came up with a number of pilots and they put them out there. Zombieland was actually the TV show. Zombieland, the TV show, is actually among them.
Yep.
And it was, hey, you know, which one should we make? And so this comedy with John Goodman called Alpha House about politicians doing screwy things rather than House of Cards being very serious and dry cut.
Mm-hmm.
That series was selected and will be made. But the thing that Amazon has announced thus far is they are not following in Netflix's footsteps of releasing everything in a blast. They are actually going to do week by week in order to maintain that water cooler conversation perpetuation of shows instead of allowing people to finish a series in effectively a day, if possible, and then have any buzz whatsoever bypass the show almost instantly, because House of Cards is now almost forgotten, other than the fact that it's coming to Blu-ray soon.
Oh, it's already,
already
out.
Has.
Yep. It already out. Has. It's already out. Yep. So,
but
that's the newest thing about it, and it's already, you know, what, only a couple months old, and it's already kind of past its 15 minutes for now.
Yep.
Did you say you think it was smart of them to do that?
I was going to ask of everyone's opinion on that, so
yeah,
chip in.
I think it's smart of them to do that, because it keeps the customers still coming back for more, so they have to keep paying.
But one,
I mean, with like Netflix, like you could just watch everything you wanted to watch and then cancel your membership, so they lose money.
And one thing to focus in with this is by the comparison of Amazon versus Netflix. Netflix, you pay a monthly fee to stream things, so it does logically make sense for them from that aspect to put everything out in one blast, so that people don't feel compelled to pay monthly in order to stay on with one show. If they so choose, they could take care of it all in one go and still only pay that $9.99 versus X amount for one season progressively released. Whereas Amazon discharges you one time for the entire year. Mm. So you're automatically hooked in for the year for this service. So you're not going to pay more or less for the show as a result, but it's just that something to figure in, by the way.
I know, that's a good point.
I think based on how we consume media when it's available to us in this streaming platform, and we don't have to wait for other shows on the service, like with Netflix, I think, or any of the streaming platforms, in my opinion, I think it's better to release it all at once. I mean, your hype isn't going to be as spread out as it would be if you released it week by week. But just based on the nature of these streaming services, we binge. That's how we enjoy these.
Yeah, Netflix has ruined us as a society in a way.
Yep, I was going to comment on, I cannot tell you how many times you hear someone say, "Oh man, I started watching The Walking Dead." You're like, "How far in are you?" 2 seasons. Well, that's crazy. How long did it take you to get there? Today. I mean, everyone has their moments where they just sit down and they say, "You know what? I'm watching 4 seasons of House today and I don't care."
Yep.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what Netflix has done for us. So, honestly, I feel like Amazon is being a little old-fashioned in this, and I don't know how I feel about it.
Well, the other point that I was going to throw out there that I just realized is I think that your criticism of a show will be more aggressive and more finite on a show that's released on a week-to-week basis, because you only get one dose at a time. Yep. Otherwise, if something comes out in a blast, you need to be the first publication or blog or what have you to get out there in the forefront as soon as you can, which means that if you can, you must binge in order to make sure you can say, yes, this new season of House of Cards is great. This new Arrested Development is fantastic. Orange is the New Black, already fantastic. Like, all these things, they're getting these great reviews, and they are coming out all in one go. But, you know, week to week, you can be like, well, it seemed like this person didn't do as well on this episode, where you might not notice that going, oh, well, I watched like 4 through 8 last night. And I mean, everyone's pretty good.
That's really interesting. Viewing the show as a season and not episode.
Yeah.
Individual episodes. Yeah. That definitely changes things. And I think in terms of spreading out the hype, you do have that ability to release one season at a time, and then you get that whole new wave of hype when you release the next season.
Yep.
So you've got that.
Well, as long as it is successful enough to reboot. Resign.
Yeah.
Yes. That one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel, isn't Netflix doing several seasons on most of their original programming?
They already want a new season of Arrested Development. House of Cards has been greenlighted.
Yep.
Hemlock Grove has just been greenlighted. Oh, and Orange is the New Black, which has just been released based on this episode, since it's coming out, I think, on the 11th or 12th.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's already been greenlighted and it hasn't even been released yet.
Is that really getting such critical acclaim already?
Yes.
Because seriously, I looked at the, like when I hopped on Netflix for the first time in about a month, I saw that was the new thing and I was looking through it and just looked kind of underwhelmed. at what I was seeing compared to, I mean, not that Hemlock Grove was overwhelming in any instance whatsoever.
No.
Right.
But, I mean, House of Cards was excellent. I was not opposed to the new Arrested Development. This one's still working through, so no spoilers if anyone's seen anything.
Mm-hmm. The Bluths are in it.
Damn it. Sure. But yeah, I mean,
there's always money in the banana stand.
But no, the just
made a huge mistake.
From what I've from what I was looking through, what I was reading about it, it's just on Netflix. It either it wasn't very presented very well to me, or it's just I'm not the demographic they're looking for. But I just thought it looked, underwhelming compared to the other stuff they put out so far.
It's kind of capturing an audience I think that hasn't really been sought out recently. It's kind of
the ex-woman convict. Well,
that as one piece of the pie, but I mean, this is one of the first, you know, female-driven.
True.
So it's kind of leading on that foot, and then on top of that, it's from the creator of Weeds,
which I've also never watched.
But it's kind of giving the Showtime crowd that has been watching Weeds the faith to kind of hop into this thing because they know the female protagonist style from that show. So they can definitely kind of follow through a little bit. They have a couple recognizable faces, which we mentioned before, like Jason Biggs.
Yep, yep.
And Laura...
Whoever played Donna on Laura Matt's Prepon. 70's show. Yeah, that one.
Great Poupon.
Donna.
So there are a couple of people that you can recognize. So I think a lot of that is giving it a lot of this strength. Plus, it's based on a book. So, you know, somebody else already had to produce it and publish it in order for it to see even this light.
Although Hemlock Grove was also based on a book.
And it's pretty terrible.
Yeah, but horror books, I feel like there are classics and then there's everything else.
And then there's everything else. No, I agree with you in that.
And so any horror story... Yeah.
Meh.
In a way.
Yes, and then conversely, anything along the lines of, like, Secret Life of Bees is automatically going to nab a certain crowd that's automatically going to like it.
Yes. That one was weird.
Yes. Yes, it was.
I didn't read it, I just saw it, and even then I was just like, I mean, I get it, but what did I just watch?
Or, like, The Help. There are always going to be those people who have read the book and then must see the movie.
Right.
And must feel that it is one of the most moving experiences they've ever experienced. And perhaps... I know Hemlock Grove didn't have that, but...
I feel like Jurassic Park, to a degree, didn't have that. It was beautiful, and it was new stuff, but that, I don't think that really aligned with the book at all.
No.
Because I don't remember any dinosaurs breaking into little Mexican villages and eating babies.
I don't either.
Maybe that was just my dream last night. I don't know.
Yeah, that was weird to see that movie and then as a kid read that book. That was not good planning on my part.
Oh dear, what have I done?
No, it's not that. It's just like I started reading... a lot of that stuff a little too early. It's just like, there are a lot of concepts that are definitely going over my head, and I'm just trying to push through, and I'm just making it up as I go.
I just want to get to the dinosaurs. Just get me to the dinosaurs. Okay, we're here. Good.
Like, I remember having a book on tape in middle school that was focused around a sexual harassment suit.
Oh, that sounds...
It's like... Wow, yeah, this is age-appropriate. Thanks, Mom and Dad. How the hell did I get this thing?
Perfect. I distinctly remember being criticized by my sixth-grade English teacher for reading Stephen King. She was like, this is going to turn you into a dark person. Yep. It's going to be horrible. And here I am, axe-murdering my way through life.
I could see it.
No, it's just like, I have a feeling like he's reading too dark a book. She complained to my parents. And my parents are like, yeah, he's reading. We don't care.
I think I may have the best parents contact or teacher contacting the parents story through GUI.
Okay.
Because as we were growing up, there was a joke that they found GUI under a rock. Until GUI told somebody in first grade, and the teacher overheard and contacted Moira and Wheels and said, why is your daughter saying you found her under a rock? And they had to explain it to her. And they wanted her to seek counseling.
Of course they did.
Because it's funny, and I remember us saying that growing up. But it wasn't until years later that I'd heard that that had happened. I missed that as a kid.
Huh.
And
that's awesome.
If only to be conscious at that point in time.
Yeah. Apparently my parents had me convinced I was adopted from the zoo, from the gorillas. And so whenever we went to the zoo, my parents would be like, well, we're going to visit your real parents today. Oh. Like, ah. Although this is the same zoo at which my father used to put me on his shoulders and walk around with me so I could see, of course. And we walked into the snake house and he forgot to duck.
Oh, God.
And that was when I learned to not trust my father, when he will walk your face
that young
into the metal bar above the snake house.
Yep.
Yeah. Ouch. The zoo. That's why I don't really like going to the zoo still. I think there's just this unconscious memory of this horrible...
We're really unearthing a lot of stuff tonight.
Horrible blinding pain and ringing ears and father trust issues all spilling out at one time.
How did that metal bar make you feel?
I felt numb for a pretty long time, I'm sure. Lost in my own tears and wailing. And just, I'm going to embarrass you for this. But I think I had a pretty solid headache the rest of the day. So it made me feel bad, I'm going to say.
Made you feel bad.
I felt bad.
I think we've made some real progress today.
I'm feeling better about myself. Although not good enough because my parents forgot about me. Walked into a door with me.
Yeah.
So what are you two watching on streaming services these days?
Well, we're trying to finish up Arrested Development.
Right. How far are you?
Say halfway through season
four? We're about halfway through the last season.
Yeah.
The last original before the new? This
very last
season.
Okay,
cool.
Yep.
Perfect. Well, I mean... Had you watched any Arrested Development previous two?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, yep. So you were aware. It's just kind of getting around to it at this point.
Lindsay's change was very startling.
Yeah, she was on Better Off Ted for a little while during and slightly after that, and it's just, she got kind of stretched.
Yeah. She used to be so pretty, and then...
And kind of turned to a Skeletor.
I felt a
It's like her skull is shrinking, and everything's like just getting sucked into like the back. Like she's, Well, not one of the clips. What the Doctor Who? They look like potatoes. They're blue. Somebody help me out here. They have the vent in the back that everything, like if it gets hit, then they're down.
Slovene?
No, it's not Slovene.
I know.
Santarins.
Santarins. Yes, that's it.
Yeah. So I thought she's just kind of like the inverse of that, where like all of her excess skin is just kind of getting pulled into this point in the back of her head. Mm. It's all just stretching back.
And she lost a lot of weight too. You can tell by her arms.
Yeah, she's gotten kind of creepy.
And yet, Ellen, whom I respect in so many ways, and whom I feel would have better taste, went with her.
Her?
But they started early.
I think they did. Yeah, I think. But now she has to put up with the face.
Well,
maybe she likes the face.
Hey, if she likes the face, I suppose that's all that matters for Ellen.
Maybe
Ellen.
Ooh.
Ellen.
Maybe Ellen's into Skeletor. We don't know.
Maybe we don't want to know.
Or starving her.
You stay in the basement tonight. No food.
Oh man.
I'd like a steak dinner, and Portia will have a salad.
Half salad. Do you have a half salad?
Just like three good size leaves.
If you can swing that. No croutons, though. We're watching our weight.
Maybe just a little, salt or something on the top. A little seasoning.
Tofu's okay. Yep. Some little thinly sliced tofu.
Can we get lots of celery? Yeah. She needs to work this off while she's eating. Please. Please. Get the woman celery. So anyway, yes, we're in Arrested Development.
Yep. No drinks.
I'm good. No. Is that it? Like, do you actually go gung ho? Like, stick with the project, stay with it till you finish, or do you sneak other things?
Well, we watch typically like a drama / action, and then comedy. We'll watch both simultaneously.
Yep, we need something. We need balance.
Well, right. I didn't, but he felt it.
I felt it was necessary for the television watching palate to not just glut oneself on one particular genre. So, yeah, we're sort of doing Arrested Development now, And once that's done, I don't know what comedy we're going to jump to, but yeah. We're in need of a new drama, and I think we're going to go with Mad Men?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the next one.
Man.
Yeah, Dan isn't a big fan. Yeah.
I tried.
Have you, for comedies, have you watched Black Books yet?
I have not showed her Black Books yet.
Oh.
Bernard. Bernard. Bernard.
Bernard, look.
Bernard, look.
Bernard.
Bernard.
Bernard. I'm so pleased.
I'm a sex robot from the future. Yeah, well, Black
Book. Yeah, we're on the same page.
Yeah.
Is Black Book still on there?
Disturbed.
I haven't it seen
it
in a while.
It keeps getting recommended for me, and I tried watching the first episode, and I got bored, and I kind of wandered off.
Fair enough.
You gotta
commit. But
you gotta give it a little bit of time. You gotta be in the right mood for it.
Yep.
Okay.
So yeah, but Black Books. That's a lot. That's short. That's
gonna
be
a
quick gobble.
So is Sherlock.
Yeah.
Well, Sherlock. Well, at least with
they're
Sherlock,
long episodes, but it was still three episodes per season.
Yeah, three episodes per season, but they're all like feature length films.
They are
or close to, which is such a fantastic way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a great way for those people who are really committed to it and are like, "Yep, I can do this whole season." But then at the same time, there are those people who are like, "Oh, I just watched a film. I'm gonna have to wait," and then that allows you to draw out the process if you're willing.
It's a great format for something like Sherlock Holmes, where it's this awesome detective story arc mystery. And
in completion.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then did they do a couple part one, part two things?
No.
Okay.
No, not seasons one and two are on Netflix.
Yeah.
And from what we've seen, it's all been individual cases bit by bit. I mean, the season one ender to season two premiere was sort of a cliffhanger.
Yeah. Okay.
But I mean, the cases didn't really connect, and it was just like 5 minutes of exposition, and then you got into the actual case itself. So,
yeah. Mm. Okay. Cool.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So, I think with that, this would actually be a good time for us to take a commercial break.
Commercial break.
So we will rest, relax, go over Movie Bluff so that we will be ready in a bit for Movie Bluff.
Yay.
Bada boom. See everybody in a second.
Cool.
Hello, listeners. Thank you for tuning in to episode 92 of the Buffering Podcast, which Adam and I taped on July 9th, 2013 in the Wheels Brewing Co. studio with our guests Julia Nelson and Alex AJ Johnson. You've made it through the conversation. You've heard everything that we've had to say about Amazon Prime versus Netflix in terms of release dates for episodes of original content and such and so forth. But now we're about to get into Movie Bluff, with Julia actually playing for the first time, and you can hear a practice round with AJ and Julia at BufferingPodcast.com. You can also find articles that Adam and I are writing, an archive of all of our episodes, photos of our guests, and bonus tracks on BufferingPodcast.com. With all that, you can get everything we do, realistically. On iTunes, you get limited to about 20-25 episodes, but you can find everything at BufferingPodcast.com. Speaking of iTunes, you can find Buffering Podcast on iTunes by going to iTunes and searching for Buffering, or my name, or Adam's name, or any of our guests' names. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on Stitcher Smart Radio by going to Stitcher.com or downloading the Stitcher Smart Radio app for your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and beyond. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. And you can also find the Buffering Podcast on social media sites like Facebook and Twitter. On Twitter, we're at Buffer Podcast, and on Facebook, we're facebook.com/BufferingPodcast. For each of those, you'll get updates about our show, about the website, about bonus track release dates, photos, upcoming guests, all of that fun stuff. Like us, follow us, we love you. Thank you so much for making it this far into the episode, and enjoy Movie Bluff. Paper things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Once you get used to the game, which...
Yeah.
Sounds like you're pretty used to it. I don't know.
So we'll definitely see. Not.
We'll see.
Okay. So now would be a good time to start the game, now that we're back. But before we do, let's remind everybody of what everyone's buzzing sound is. So AJ.
Shmeh.
Julia.
Sir.
Adam.
Narf.
Okay. So like I said during the practice round, usually we try to start with somebody who is mentioned during the show. So I'm going to try John Goodman movie.
Shmeh.
AJ.
Oh, brother, where art thou?
Cast.
Shmeh.
AJ.
George Clooney.
movie?
Schmeh.
AJ.
The fourth Batman?
Cast.
Schmeh.
Go ahead.
Uma Thurman.
Movie.
Schmeh.
Go ahead.
Kill Bill.
Cast.
Schmeh.
Go ahead.
Lucy Liu.
Movie.
Schmeh.
Yep.
Charlie's Angels.
Cast.
Schmeh. Schmeh. Oh.
That always happens.
So that always happens once.
Yeah. Well, you.
So technically,
you killed his thunder, which I'm appreciative of. I knew this was going to happen.
Well, just
he knows a lot of movies. Okay.
Yeah. Wait. So technically, AJ, you did get it, but
I did.
Yeah.
What was it on?
I'm trying to remember. It was Charlie Angel's cast. That's right. Thank you,
Kate. Drew Barrymore.
Movie.
Sir?
Yes.
51st Dates.
Cast.
Sir?
Go ahead.
Adam Sandler?
Movie.
Schmeh.
Go ahead.
Mr. Deeds.
Cast.
Schmeh.
Go ahead.
Winona Ryder.
Movie.
Schmeh.
Go ahead.
Star Trek. The new Star Trek. Or not the newest Star Trek, but the one before it. Yep.
Cast.
Schmeh.
Go ahead.
Chris Pine.
Movie.
Schmeh.
Go ahead.
Wine of the Year. What was the name of that movie? Damn it. Bottle Buzz. Shock.
Oh, Judges?
Yeah, I'll give it to him.
Okay, yeah. Cast.
Schmeh.
Go ahead.
Alan Rickman.
Get us out of this. Movie.
Schmeh.
Yep.
Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
Cast.
Sir?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Emma Watson.
Movie.
Sir?
Go ahead.
Perks of Being a Wallpaper.
Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Or Wallflower, sorry.
Perks of Being a Wallpaper.
There's the same difference. Most wallpapers are floral, you know?
I think that's fair. I'll say. Movie.
Another Emma Watson movie.
Did we get into this through Harry Potter?
Yes, we did. Okay. Philosophers was already named, and we're one through.
Yeah.
And there are three answers out on the board right now that are known. 2, 3, 4, 5. Like The Bling Ring is her new movie where she's a criminal. She also makes an appearance in Seth Rogen's This Is the End or whatever.
Oh, yes, that film.
Never saw it.
She's in that as well.
Oh,
and cool. Trying to think of the other one off the top of my head. I lost it. But there are a couple answers out there. So let's see what happened with the score for this round with AJ kind of rocking things. Producer Katie?
All right. Adam has 0 points. Alex has 15 points, or AJ. Julia has 4 points.
Woo!
Good job, babe.
On the board.
All right.
I'm dropping the 4 second handicap.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
Why?
It's always just first round.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start with something different and say Christina Ricci.
Narf.
I didn't even finish it, so I'm going to pick something else.
Narf.
I could not say it.
Narf.
Can't.
But I know. I know the movie that she was in.
Okay. Trying to think of. Okay. Got one. Jessica Simpson movie.
Sir?
Go ahead.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Cast. Johnny Knoxville.
That's right.
Yeah. Willie Nelson.
That's right. He was their uncle.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
No. I never actually saw the film. So.
I just remember the trailer.
And the girls are obsessed with the workouts to make your body look like hers.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's on Pinterest.
Hmm. Okay. Let us do Mark Wahlberg movie.
Narf.
Go ahead.
The Departed.
Cast.
Narf. Nope, sorry, there you go.
Ha, Narf.
There you go.
Let's go with Matt Damon.
Movie.
Narf.
Go ahead.
Born Identity.
Movie.
Narf.
Yep.
The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Movie.
Sir?
Yes.
Good Will Hunting.
Cast.
Zarf.
Judges? Julia.
Is it Robin Williams?
Movie.
Narf.
Go ahead.
Fern Gully.
Movie.
Schmeh.
Yes.
Hamlet.
Movie.
Zarf.
Judges.
What do you think?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Aha. Okay. So.
Robin Williams movie.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Cast.
Narf.
Go ahead.
Pierce Brosnan.
Cast.
Schmeh.
Go ahead.
Was it Sally Field?
Movie.
Curse you, Sally. Sir?
Schmeh.
That was.
Flying Nun.
I was just.
Nun. Movie. Still Sally Field.
We've been down this road before, five-ish. But I can't remember.
Forrest Gump.
That's right.
By the way, among other things, I imagine. Could be. So let's do another one. And okay, this is John Candy movie.
Schmarf.
I
think AJ had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Movie.
Narf.
Yes.
Cool Runnings.
Movie.
Schmeh.
Go ahead.
Uncle Buck.
Cast.
Schmeh.
Go ahead.
Kevin. Macaulay Culkin. Not Kevin.
Movie.
Narf. Schmeh.
Yes.
Home Alone.
Cast.
Schmeh.
Yes.
Joe Pesci.
Movie.
Schmeh.
Yes.
Goodfellas.
Cast.
Schmeh.
Yes.
Al Pacino.
Movie.
Sir.
Schmeh.
Godfather.
Cast.
Schmeh.
Yes.
Marlon Brando.
Movie.
Schmeh.
Narf. Oh, God.
Yep.
Guys and Dolls.
Cast.
Schmeh.
Narf.
Schmeh.
Frank Sinatra.
Movie.
Schmeh.
Yes.
Manchurian Candidate.
Movie.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Nope.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it, but I know that there's a 3-pack for sale at Target, or there was one. Whereas nice. Guys and Dolls, Manchurian Candidate, and number
one other
three.
Film. Yeah.
Something else that Frank Sinatra has been in.
Yes. So let's go and find out what the scores are. Katie?
Adam stands
get a little
at
closer.
9 points. No. Okay. Adam stands at 9 points. AJ has 27 points. Jeez. And Julia has 9.
Woo.
Dang. Tie for second. All right.
Go team.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go with something. Okay. Well, this is worth a try. Just at least to get started. Blackadder cast.
Narf.
Go ahead.
Rowan Atkinson.
Movie.
Narf.
Yes.
Mr. Bean.
Movie.
Narf.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny English.
Movie.
Sir.
Yes.
Rat Race?
Cast.
Narf?
Yes.
Whoopi Goldberg?
Cast.
Schmeh?
Yes.
Seth Green?
Cast.
Schmeh?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with Family Guy.
Oh. Cast.
Oh, cast.
They give you a chance.
Okay.
So.
Narf? Steve Martin?
Movie.
Narf?
Schmeh?
Little Shop of Horrors?
Movie.
Sir?
Yes.
Father of the Bride?
Cast.
Schmeh. Martin Short.
Movie.
Schmeh. Narf.
Judge. Adam.
The Three Amigos.
Cast.
Narf.
Yes.
Chevy Chase.
Schmeh.
Didn't sorry. Say anything yet.
I was just ready.
Cast.
Move. Nothing. Nothing. Didn't say anything. Narf.
Okay.
That time I did. We're back to Steve Martin. It's been long enough.
It's been long enough. I will say cast once more.
Schmeh.
Go ahead.
Cast of Three Amigos?
Yep.
Damn it.
Oh, what's his name?
Yep, I'm trying to think of his name.
Oh. John Lovitz.
John Lovitz, yep.
Phil Hartman.
It's Phil Hartman.
Yeah, they were both in it. That's
yeah,
right.
they
right.
were in the same
back
scene.
In, back right. in Hollywood, that's right.
Yep, okay.
Yeah, I reached, but I know. Let's come up with another one, and I will actually say... Sarah Michelle Gellar movie.
Narf.
Yep.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Cast. If anyone can do this.
Oh, Narf.
Yes.
Allison Hannigan.
Movie.
Narf.
Yes.
How I Met Your Mother.
Cast.
Narf.
Yes.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Cast.
What's his name? What's her name?
Buzz. Yeah. Colby Smulders.
Yeah, Jason.
Jason Segel.
Yeah, those. Yep.
Yeah, those people.
Those people. I was going to say those people.
And the guy who has like three names who's the guy who's. Oh, or Bob Saget.
I've never watched the show.
Bob Saget does the voice of him.
That's right.
Oh, Wayne. Ooh, really?
Who is it? Who else is in it? Say that full
Wayne
name.
Brady?
Wayne Brady.
Really? Well, I mean, I could understand.
So. Yeah. I could see that. Yep.
Oh. Yeah, I could see it. So let's, you know what? Let's do that. We'll say Neil Patrick Harris movie.
Sir?
Yes.
Smurfs.
Movie.
Schmeh.
Yes.
Doogie Howser.
Movie.
Schmeh.
Yes.
Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog.
Cast.
Narf. Schmeh.
That was a narf.
Nathan Fillion.
Movie.
Narf.
Yes.
Firefly.
Cast.
Schmeh.
Yes.
Christina Hendricks.
Movie.
Schmeh.
Uh-huh.
Mad Men.
Cast.
Schmeh.
Yes.
John Hamm.
Cast.
Schmeh.
Go ahead.
Oh, what's his name? Damnation.
Buzz.
Narf.
Go ahead.
Maggie Siff.
Cast.
Curses.
Wait, we're on Mad Men?
Yes.
Schmeh.
Go ahead.
Allison Brie.
Movie. Oh,
Schmeh. Yeah.
Yep.
Community.
Cast.
Narf.
Yep.
Chevy Chase.
Cast.
Schmeh.
Go ahead.
Joel McHale.
Movie.
I think that's pretty much it.
Nope.
He's on Talk Soup.
Oh, the soup counts?
Yeah, it's a TV show.
Because then anyone who's soup. Ever been on the television would count after that.
Like myself.
And look what I was trying to open up.
Oh, you see what you almost did there.
That's one of those Ken Worms shows where, soup, like, SNL or The Simpsons.
Yeah.
I was trying to get it back to somewhere favorable and just didn't get that next step.
I'm sorry.
No. So I hear tabulations going on, so let's go with another score.
Okay, Adam presently stands at 25 points, and Alex, after 2 nega points from improper buzzins, stands at 39, and Julia has 12.
Good job, Julia. Atta girl.
It's progress.
Playing the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Playing the game.
Okay, so... Okay, I have one that's targeted. Mandy Moore movie.
Sir.
Go ahead.
Walk to Remember.
Movie.
Narf.
Sir.
That was a narf.
Clone High.
Movie.
Sir.
Go ahead.
Tangled.
Cast. Who knows this bridge?
Oh, God.
And there are a lot of people who are in this, actually.
Who else?
What's his name? What's his name?
Buzz.
Okay, the guy who plays the twins.
The twins?
Entangled. The big hulking twins. Yeah.
Oh.
Dan, enlighten us.
It's not Mickey Rourke, but it's the other kind of scary looking guy.
Mickey Rooney?
Nope. No, it's the guy who played Hellboy.
Oh, yeah.
What's his name?
What is his
Captain
name?
Captain McChinchin.
Yeah. Yep.
We should know this, Katie. We've watched a show together that he was on recently.
Ron Perlman.
Ron Perlman. Oh, have you guys
Stabbington,
been watching?
That's right.
Have you guys been watching Sons of Anarchy?
Yes.
Yeah.
So some of the available answers were Zachary Levi, Jeffrey Tambor.
Oh, that's right.
Brad Garrett, Paul F. Tompkins, and now some other people that I don't think would be easily recognized. And more.
You know what would have made that movie even better? Brian Blessed.
Brian Blessed.
Brian Blessed.
Yeah, I'm into the additionals, and it's not. Oh, John DiMaggio.
Oh.
Hmm. Cool.
Somehow got on the end of the list.
Cool.
A couple ways to go with that. How are we doing on time?
We are at... Sorry.
Boom, 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 boom. Doing all right. Perfect. Let's do... Okay. We'll try Christian Bale movie.
Narf.
Yes.
The Dark Knight.
Cast.
Narf.
Yes.
Heath Ledger.
Movie.
Schman. Narf.
Judges.
I think Alex had it.
AJ, go ahead.
The Patriot.
Cast.
Narf. Schman.
Again. Yeah, okay. Yep.
Mel Gibson.
Movie.
Schman. Narf.
I think that was you that time.
Mad Max.
Movie.
Narf.
Sir.
Braveheart.
Movie.
Sir.
Go ahead.
Passion of the Christ.
Movie.
Narf.
Go ahead.
Waterworld.
Movie.
Narf.
Go ahead.
Lethal Weapon.
Cast.
Narf.
Go ahead.
Alan Rickman.
Movie.
Narf.
Go ahead.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Cast.
Schmeh.
Go ahead.
Richard Harris.
Movie.
Schmeh.
Go ahead.
Gladiator.
Cast.
Schmeh. Narf.
Schmad.
We'll go with Joaquin Phoenix.
Movie.
Schmeh.
Go ahead.
The Master.
Movie.
Schmeh.
Mm-hmm.
Stand By Me.
Movie.
Oh, good. Oh.
Another Joaquin Phoenix movie.
Walk the Line.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
Yep.
When you said Stand By Me, I was actually thinking about Walk the Line. That was the name of the...
But I blocked it out.
Just completely
I derailed your incorrect. Thought by saying Stand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that weird spoof movie thing.
The spoof movie.
The one that was directed by Casey Affleck where he goes and hangs out with P. Diddy and tries to become like a rapper. And he had that weird like overgrown look.
Yeah.
Do you not remember this movie?
Where the cover was basically just his face. Isn't that right?
I don't believe I've seen this.
What had happened is like 2 days after it hit theaters... Casey Affleck came out and was like, yeah, it's a joke. It's all fake. And, like, they built all this time up, and 2 days into it, they just ruined it for everybody.
Boo.
Like, no need to see this now. And I will find out the name of this movie, because I know there's... I didn't know how to spell Joaquin, so I was kind of...
Joaquin.
Okay, so Joaquin Phoenix... That one. Sorry, lots of links to Pad Time. It was not listed under him. I guess it's like he's not playing himself or something. Unless that is literally.
Could we look up Casey Affleck directed?
We could, but we could do that later because we're just kind of burning game time. Pretty much. What we'll do is we'll say Ben Affleck movie.
Narf.
Narfed.
Yep.
Let's go with Dogma.
Movie.
Narf.
Go ahead.
The Town.
Movie.
Narf.
Go ahead.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Cast.
Schmeh.
Go ahead.
Kevin Smith.
Movie.
Schmeh.
Yep.
Mallrats.
Cast.
Schmeh.
Yes.
Stan Lee.
Movie.
Schmeh. Narf.
Judge? Yeah. AJ?
Iron Man.
Movie.
Snarf.
Yes, Snarf.
Okay.
Snarf, 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 snarf.
It did kind of sound like that. The Avengers.
Movie.
Narf.
Go ahead.
Spider-Man.
Movie.
Sir?
Yes.
Thor.
Cast.
Narf.
Yes.
Chris Hemsworth.
Cast.
Sir?
Yes.
Natalie Portman.
Movie.
Narf.
Go ahead.
Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. Menace.
Cast.
Narf.
Judge. That is Narf.
Liam Neeson.
Cast.
Schmeh.
Go ahead.
Keira Knightley.
Cast.
Narf.
Go ahead.
Meowth. Ewan McGregor.
Movie.
Sir.
Go ahead.
Oh my god. Moulin Rouge.
Cast.
Narf.
Yes.
Nicole Kidman.
Cast.
Schmeh.
Yes.
Jim Broadbent.
Cast.
Shmeh?
Go ahead.
Damn.
Buzz. Yep.
Oh.
I was thinking, yeah.
What were you thinking, since I don't think it's going to be picked up?
The dwarf. What's his name?
Oh.
John Leguizamo.
Leguizamo. For some reason, I went to John Lovitz. So I was like, nope, he wasn't a dwarf.
Though I think that was probably one of our better runs at this game for a little bit.
Yeah,
that was so cool. I definitely want to hear a point total now, if you wouldn't mind, Katie. Well, she gets a total right now. Looking over her shoulder, Adam has 44, Alex has 51, and Julia has 18.
Yeah, Julia.
Oh, wait. Oh. Is the 51 factored in with the nega points? Okay, so yeah. So Alex is in the lead with 51.
Whew.
Nerd.
Hey.
Nerd.
Derp.
Hurt my feelings.
Hurt your feels.
Yes.
I'm a feels.
So we will branch off of John Leguizamo and say Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
Sure.
Good judge.
Romeo and Juliet, the one that was directed by Assassin's Creed. Yeah.
I know what one you're talking about. We'll say cast.
Shmeh.
Go ahead.
Claire Danes.
Cast.
I'm picturing a face.
That's helpful.
Okay, I just wanted to see if anyone knew that Paul Rudd was in it.
Oh. Really?
Huh. Yeah, he was he's the prince.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
And he was a spaceman. And it was like, if you were a prince, that would be the level of costume that you'd buy is like legit spaceman. So check that scene out. All
right.
Of all things, I tried. I will say Robert De Niro movie.
Narf.
Go ahead.
Heat.
Movie.
Narf.
Go ahead.
Meet the Parents.
Cast.
Narf.
Heard of Schmack.
Ben Stiller.
Cast.
Narf.
Go ahead.
Cameron Diaz.
Movie.
Schmack.
Ooh.
Schmed.
The Knight's Tale.
No, Schmed.
Sorry.
Oh, The Mask.
Oh, was it? I'm sorry.
She pointed at me, so...
I'm sorry. I thought my perspective was just that way. No. I'm giving it to you.
Okay. Just thanks.
Go ahead.
So which one we were at?
The Knight's Tale.
Cast.
Schmeh.
It's totally me.
Yeah, that was. That was.
Heath Ledger.
Movie.
Schmeh.
Go ahead.
Can we go back to Batman The Dark Knight?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Okay, we'll go there.
Movie.
Narf.
Go ahead.
10 Things I Hate About You.
Cast.
Narf.
Go ahead.
Julia Stiles.
Movie.
Narf. What do you think? Oh, okay.
Julia, go ahead.
Oh, God. It was a dance movie. Perfect Dance? No.
Movie.
Remember. Crap.
All right. So where are we at? Julia Stiles.
Another Julia Stiles.
Narf.
Because she gave... Okay. I was.
Born Identity.
Movie.
Schmeh.
Go ahead.
Dexter.
Cast.
Oh, yeah.
Schmeh.
Yep.
John Lithgow.
Movie.
Schmeh.
I heard a schmeh.
Harry and the Hendersons.
Oh,
movie.
I wanted to say that. Narf.
Go ahead.
Third Rock from the Sun.
Cast.
Narf.
Yep.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Cast. Two, three, four.
You're waiting for that guy.
Buzz. Wayne Knight or
Wayne
French
Knight.
Stewart.
That's right.
Yep.
French Stewart, you don't really have a lot of follow-up leads on.
French Stewart.
Unfortunately.
That could have been a nice spike for somebody. I tried to set somebody up for a... I've watched this show. And like Kristen Johnson.
Kristen Johnson, yeah.
It was the one lady. And I don't remember who Madeline Albright was.
She reminds me of
Kirstie Alley.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's because they're like the same person, quite frankly.
In a way. Yeah. Okay, so let's get a score and time count, if you don't mind, producer Katie.
Okay, you're gonna have to read over my shoulder.
Okay, I'm gonna read over the shoulder again, and Adam has 53. Alex has math. Has 57. So Adam has 53.
I'm gaining on you.
Alex has 67. Julia Wait, has 21.
Oh, you're at 67?
67. What did I say before?
You were saying about gaining?
Yeah, never mind.
You said 57 before.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's,
it made Adam feel like he was tantalizingly close.
Sorry, numerically dyslexic.
I am down.
Yeah. So, sorry, upside down. I'm trying to read. 53 for Adam again. 67 for Alex. And Julia has 21.
Atta girl. You have as many for
Blackjack.
As many years. Yep.
Yeah.
One for each year of your life because you've seen that many movies.
Yep.
Good job. Good job, babe.
Okay. Gonna reach on this one, see what happens. No, I could name some too. So that just makes me sad. I'm gonna say Rachel Lee Cook movie.
Schmeh.
Go ahead.
Psych.
Movie.
She was on some crappy, like.
She's all that.
Yeah. Some 90s thing.
She was in Antitrust.
I don't know. Was she on Dawson's Creek or some silly
No,
thing
she
like
was
that?
In a commercial about this is your brain, this is your brain on drugs.
Oh.
Smash, 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 smash. Okay. Hulk mad. And she also voices a couple things. Yeah.
Hmm.
I tried. I thought that was one that people would know, like Josie and the Pussycats.
It was a good effort, but
really? You think so? Okay. Okay, so I have a phone in request from producer Katie asking that I start with Freddie Prinze Jr. movie.
Oh god.
Narf. Go ahead.
Beverly Hills 90210.
Movie.
Free point for me. Yay.
Buzz. Yeah, that.
Chipping away.
I just wanted to get on Scooby-Doo so bad. Oh, okay. Yeah. Producer Katie wanted Scooby-Doo. Which I thought of. Not She's All That, but the other. He was also on Psych. Fairly recently. He was in other things. Mm-hmm. Wasn't like Flight Commander in the something or others?
I don't know.
20. Okay. So, yeah, well, this we finished. We definitely need to wrap up to keep on time.
Okay.
So, final repeat of the scores that they should be like the same plus Adam gets one. So that'd be 54, as I recall, to 67 to 21.
Woo! Yay!
So, AJ, you won.
Hooray.
Go team.
Good job.
Yes.
In a way.
I got the 54. Julia got the 21, in case you forgot.
Yep.
And Alex got 67.
I feel like together, you beat me.
We all won.
Oh, yeah.
On the inside.
Yep.
Air high five, Julia.
Woo!
Repeating over Batman so many times, somehow.
Damn you, Batman.
But, AJ, you won, so do you have anything to plug going Friday or thereafter that people should know about?
I do not. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Worth a try.
Thank you.
Social media, any?
Nope. Just the Facebooks.
Which?
Doesn't matter.
Right.
So, no.
No. Well, Julia, how about you? Friday or thereafter, anything that you're doing that you want other people to know about? Something that you know about going on that you think people should check out? Friday or thereafter?
Kind of in the same boat here.
We
lead very boring lives.
Yeah, we don't lead exciting lives, but we lead happy, comfortable lives.
Well, I wasn't sure. It's like, oh, by the way, this guy that works at Target is also a juggler of chainsaws and
go. That would be impressive. I would see that.
Yeah.
But
no.
But doesn't exist.
Nothing like that.
Worth a try.
I work. I don't know if that counts.
Yep.
But do you have a followable social media that isn't Stalkerbook?
No.
No.
I don't really go. Oh, Pinterest, but that's kind of stalkish through photos.
Well,
if you want to buy her nice things, go see what she likes on Pinterest.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you want to know what kind of wedding ring she wants? Go on Pinterest.
Mm-hmm. Basically.
Yeah.
There so you go.
It's like
then,
a subtle way of talking about what you want. Be like, hey, I really like this.
It's a big wish list.
Yep. It really is.
Isn't it's like a wish board or whatever those things are. The like laminate it so that it's like, yeah. That's how I got these pants.
Congratulations.
Shorts. That's I tried. Yeah. Well, then, Adam, how about you? Anything?
Yeah, well, I've got some fun things coming up on the video picks, as always, so be sure to check out the Buffering website for those. BufferingPodcast.com, of course.
Woo.
And...
I mean, huzzah?
Convergence was awesome this past weekend. I would definitely throw a plug in for that.
Did you take photos?
I do have some photos.
Are you going to post them on some sort of accessible...
I will post them on someplace accessible.
Like, you could start an Instagram account of your account of Con, and then people could check that out. Or you could build a page on BufferingPodcast.com and just post.
I could, but I didn't take enough to make it worth it. So they'll be on Facebook for those of you who who are interested.
Maybe the best one on Twitter?
Yeah, I could do that.
Compete with yourself.
Yeah. Well, yeah, speaking of Twitter, you can, as always, find me on Twitter at @ADAMERDMANN. And you can find out what music I've been listening to on Last FM. My name there is Adman7. And I think that's pretty much all I have to plug for now. Dan, what do you have for us?
Well, one thing I found out is if anyone is attending the Basilica Block Party this year, which I believe is being headlined by Matchbox 20 and the Goo Goo Dolls, so kind of reaching back a little bit.
Very 90s riffic.
Yeah. I believe that Jake O'Connor's Public House will be one of the stands at the Basilica, so if you want some really great Irish food while you get really drunk and listen to 90s music, I highly suggest it. Realistically. Other than that, nothing specific. By the way, congratulations to Adam and his crew that went to Convergence and did the masquerade and best in show. Yeah. So I'm going to clap for that, actually.
Very nice.
Big costume contest. I can't believe I didn't just mention that. But yeah, Dana and Lindsay, we call her Bitsy, have been working on these amazing Renaissance-era costumes that are based on costumes from the show Blackadder, the second season, and they did an amazing job, and yeah, it was just so much fun to be a part of it. And there should be a video of it, of our little performance on YouTube showing up at some point.
We will tag the hell out of it.
Yes, we will. And yep, that'll definitely be part of the weekly video picks when it comes out. So
perfect.
Keep your eyes open for that.
Now, will you also have the other ones? I mean, I assume, you know, Best in Show, you got it outright, but it'd be interesting to see what you were up against as well, to see, you know, Adam's journey versus Hank, the guy who played Dr. Horrible in a scene or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I can definitely post some other highlights from the...
if you wouldn't mind doing like a sub-list kind of things, like, here's the experience.
Most definitely, yeah. So, yeah.
Insight into Con.
I'll put some of those up for sure. And maybe I can find some more material that people have posted from it as well.
Perfect.
And include those in the video pics to give you just a general idea of what it was like.
Best perspectives.
Yeah.
Perfect. So there's that plug for you from me. I don't really have anything else other than if you want some really great Greek food or really great Irish food, Christo's Greek Restaurant on Highway 7 in Minnetonka, or Jake O'Connor's Public House in Excelsior on Water Street. I'm there most of the time. Or Twitter at Dan L. Whalen, WHELAN. So, Julia, AJ, thank you for joining us for episode 92 of the Buffering Podcast.
Thanks for having us.
We get a golf clap from Katie.
Yay.
Woo. Huzzah.
Huzzah. And, I mean, you know, thank you for putting up excellent competition to Adam.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Mainly AJ.
That's fun.
But, actually, you've done a lot better than a lot of other people who have never played before on this show. So.
Good to know.
Yeah, there has been a trend of, like, a duel going on between two, and then the other prince is kind of like,
But most of the time, it's like, once per round. You actually, I think, maybe, what just broke into the double digits for other people. So you have definitely set a new standard for newbies. So
attagirl.
Good job. Woo!
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So again, thank you for joining us this evening or whenever you happen to be listening. Ha 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 ha. And we'll
see everybody next week for episode 93.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.